sociologist and anthropologist. And I came across online a little excerpt. She sat for an interview with this TV show that's called Famous Last Words. I think the idea is they interview really famous people who are getting on in years, and then they play the interview posthumously. And the interview subject knows that's the arrangement. So Jane Goodall was saying things to the camera that she knew would only be made public after her death. And now that she has passed, it has become public. And I just want to play an excerpt of what Jane Goodall said. It's just a couple minutes long, and I thought it's a good stinger on the end of a lot of bad news that can leave people feeling maybe depressed or despairing. That's not my goal with Tectonic, but I know it can happen. I know from experience it can happen. And I thought what Jane Goodall said was a helpful response to that. Here's Jane Goodall from the TV show Famous Last Words.
Do you have people that you don't like?
Absolutely, there are people I don't like. And I would like to put them on one of Musk's spaceships and send them all off to the planet he's sure he's going to discover.
Would he be one of them?
Oh, absolutely. He'd be the host. And you can imagine who I'd put on that spaceship.
Who?
Along with Musk would be Trump and some of Trump's real supporters. And then I would put Putin in there. And I would put President Xi. I'd certainly put Netanyahu in there and his far-right government. Put them all on that spaceship and send them off. In the place where I am now, I look back over my life. I look back at the world I've left behind. What message do I want to leave? I want to make sure that you all understand that each and every one of you has a role to play. You may not know it, you may not find it, but your life matters, and you are here for a reason. And I just hope that that reason will become apparent as you live through your life. I want you to know that whether or not you find that role that you're supposed to play, your life does matter, and that every single day you live, you make a difference in the world. And you get to choose the difference that you make. I want you to understand that we are part of the natural world. And even today, where the planet is dark, there still is hope. Don't lose hope. If you lose hope, you become apathetic and do nothing.
And that was Jane Goodall. Again, speaking a message that she knew would be aired posthumously in a show called Famous Last Words. And I don't know about you, I found that really helpful listening to that. Goodall is saying, don't lose hope. You know, even as dark as the days can get, you know, reading the headlines and learning about the spread of these systems, it can feel like, what can we do? What are the chances of people who want to resist these obviously exploitative systems? Well, Goodall says, first, don't despair, because if you despair, then you become apathetic and decide not to do anything at all. That doesn't help anybody, least of all yourself and your mental state. So maintain some hope. And I hope that this show gave you a little bit of hope. Hearing, for one thing, the resistance from the people in Indianapolis who fought off the Google data center. And there are other stories around the country of communities and organizers who've done that. That was just one example. These companies can be stared down. People can organize and resist the intrusion of these data centers, the awful spread of the AI and surveillance infrastructure into their communities. It can be done. And look at the graffiti on the friend ads in the New York City subway. It can be not only possible, but fun to resist these systems, these platforms, these terrible, beastly big tech companies. And I use the word advisedly, the ecosystems, ecosystems of sludge, really. And along those lines, I am planning an upcoming episode where I'm going to take you through a protest of people who are trying to resist. That's going to come soon on Tectonic. In the meantime, friends, you have been listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, and 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, friends, avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. We're going to go out to the layoffs with We're All in Formation. See you next time, friends.
Wake up in the morning, plug in. The world starts to hum. Lost in a digital haze where all the wires run. Algorithms whisper, shaping what I see. Building walls of data, they call me and free. But I can't shake the feeling something's out of place. Trading all my time just to find some space. Every move I make is logged in review. Another piece of me laid down out in you. Connection, but silence is loud. We're all screaming out, lost in the crowd. I follow the fear like it's leading me home. But all that I find is I'm more alone. They sell me convenience, they sell me control. What's the price when they're mining my soul? Trading clicks for comfort, trading thoughts for speed. We become the data that no one needs.
Information on the front line, I'd rather go on trip by the sun. Every day computers make people easier to use. We're just the product now, nothing to do.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome to another installment of It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here bringing this show to you every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Oops, I forgot about the playlist. Hold on. Okay. Yes, so another exciting hour of music I will be bringing to you tonight. And we're going to start. It seems I have a couple of percussion-heavy, drum-heavy pieces, it just so happens. So let's start the show with one of those. We're going to hear something from a group called Mega Drums. They are from Austria. It's an all-percussion group. And this, I feel somehow compelled to mention, I wouldn't call this exactly Prague, but of course, calling my show an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music gives me the get-out-of-jail-free card. Because Prague adjacent can mean anything that I want it to mean, so this falls in that category. These guys do interesting things with unusual time signatures. It's not inappropriate for this show. Anyway, we're going to hear again Mega Drums and a track with a very complicated title that I won't pronounce just yet. But here it is.
Thank you.
And that's the group Mega Drums, and a track from an album called Shinore, released in early 2000s, 2002, I'm going to say. And, you know, while we're at it, what the heck, I mentioned that I have a few percussion-heavy things to play tonight. I'll play the other one right now. Let's get completely crazy. I'm going to play a track from an album, a collection called Drum Nation. Actually, Drum Nation Volume 1. There are several volumes in the series. I'm going to say maybe 3 volumes. He said completely unconvincingly. There's several. There's at least 3 in the series. And they are proggy in the sense that they feature a lot of people well-known in the prog world, like Terry Bozzio, who played, of course, with Zappa, among others, Bill Bruford. I'm looking at the one that I'm about to play now on this one, which is Volume 1 of Drum Nation. We've got those guys also, Chad Wackerman, who played with Zappa, right, and others. I'm going to play a piece by Steve Smith and Zakir Hussain. Steve Smith is from the U.S., Zakir Hussain is from India, and they play, respectively, drums and tabla. And we're going to hear a piece called Mad Tea Time Part 2. I think there is also a Mad Tea Time Part 1 on this album, I'm sure you were wondering. Again, this is from the collection Drum Nation Volume 1, Steve Smith and Zakir Hussain. We'll be right back. Oh, no, 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 no. We don't need to hear that again. I'm sorry. track there. Before the Yes reprise, we heard Steve Smith and Zakir Hussain and a track called Mad Tea Time Part 2 from the collection Drum Nation Volume 1, one of several volumes. I'm going to go on record as saying I think there were three volumes of it. I could be wrong. I often am. When I was a kid, when I was a teenager, like when I first time I ever heard someone playing tabla drums, I thought they were electric. I thought they were electronic. The sustain, something about the sound and the sustain of them is just, it sounds like there's got to be some electronics behind it. I couldn't believe that a human, just a hand on an acoustic instrument, could make that kind of sound with that kind of sustain. Just an incredible skill to be able to play the tabla drums. I can't. Needless to say. All right, we're going to hear, this is going to be a shortish piece from a group called Zacht Automat, which is Dutch, in case you couldn't tell, and it actually means soft machine, you know, the band, like the band Soft Machine, or the William Burroughs novel, if you prefer, but I think it's probably a reference to the band Zacht Automat. We're going to hear, and this was recommended to me by a listener. I'm sorry, I can never remember. I should keep better notes on these things, but someone on the comments board recommended these folks to me a while back, and I appreciate it, and I'm sorry I can't thank you personally, but I didn't know about them till then. They're from Toronto, and this is going to be a track from the title track from a 2010 release called We're Glad You Agree. And as the band name implies, I hear a bit of Soft Machine in here, a bit of krautrock and other things. This Mellotron on here, did I mention that? I think there's some Mellotron on this track that's worth mentioning twice, isn't it? So here's a track from Zacht Automat.
Thank you.
And with the abrupt ending there, a track from the group Zacht Automat, a Dutch band name for a band from Toronto. Go figure. Again, we heard the title track from a 2010 release called We're Glad You Agree. And it's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for me to tell you that this station is in the midst of its silent fundraiser for the month of October. We have a silent fundraiser going on, which we call the Hellraiser. I usually call it the Heckraiser. There are children listening. And by silent, I mean we don't do constant haranguing of you the way we do with our main fundraiser in March. We just mention it very occasionally on the air and mostly on the web, on our website. But I'll tell you very briefly that if you don't know, and I'm sure most of you do, WFMU is a listener-supported station. The vast majority of the money that it pays the bills around here comes from you listeners, generous listeners. We get a little bit of money. We have been getting a little bit of money from a community service grant, and that, surprise, surprise, has been pulled in the last few months, like a lot of other things. And that the number, the size of that grant was $200,000. So just think about losing $200,000 and how much that would hurt. It hurts even us. So in addition to having to the usual having to raise money to pay the bills around here, we've been sort of crippled by the loss of that annual grant. So we're just a tiny bit more desperate. But WFMU is a listener-supported station. You folks pay the bills around here. Everyone who does a show here, including me, does it for free. We're all volunteers. We don't get paid a dime for this. And sending some money to FMU is kind of a no-brainer. I listen to FMU. I am a listener in addition to having the honor of hosting this show. I listen to FMU all the time, and it's just an incredible bargain. Give as much money as you want, as little or as much, be as generous or not as you can afford, but it is an incredible buy, throwing a few bucks our way. Forego a couple of jelly donuts and give the money to FMU. Keep us going. We don't take no advertisements, no shady underwriting advertisements, nothing. We just do what we do, which is play great music and bring you great radio. And we just ask for however many bucks or euros or pounds you can afford just to help us keep paying the bills. So show your appreciation for this station and give what you can during this month-long fundraiser. As usual, we have many, 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 many items of swag that you get for pledging. Go to our website, wfmu.org, click on the link, and you will see the pledge link, and you'll also see the various items that we throw your way in exchange for your donation. We have two beautiful new T-shirts and loads of other stuff that I won't get into now. But help us out if you can. Keep the station going. Keep us proudly listener-supported, and we really appreciate it. And that's it. All right, well, back to the music now. What am I going to play? I am going to... let's play this. This is a group I haven't played on the show in ages. I haven't heard in quite a while, even. And that is Horse Lords, a great, great band that just sort of appeared out of nowhere, it seemed to me, 10 years or so ago. And a band of very young kids, young guys playing this insane, complicated, proggy stuff. They do just intonation, just really, really incredible music. I actually had them on my show, my previous show, maybe 7-8 years ago, and it was just a fantastic experience. Really great group. So we're going to hear something from Horse Lords. This will be a track from their album Comradely Objects, which was released in 2022. Thank you. Horse Lords here on It's Complicated and listener-supported WFMU. We heard a track called Plain Hunt on Four from the album Comradely Objects, released in, what did I say, I think 2022 is when that record came out. What a great band. I had, as I mentioned, I had the privilege, the honor to have them play on my show. I had Matmos on my show a while back, and Horse Lords and Matmos were touring together, I guess, at the time. So they brought Horse Lords along, and boy, was I happy. The bass player had this craziest bass with, you know, millions of, dozens of extra frets on the neck, playing strange quarter tones and things. Really something. What a great group. All right, we're going to hear now, blah, 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 blah. What are we going to hear now? Let's go to France. Let's go to France, 1975, a fine place to be. And we're going to hear a group called Delared Chameleon Family. And the name is an intricate French pun that's beyond the scope of this show. You can look it up probably on Discogs or something. But we're going to hear a track called, what was I going to play? Novavana is the title of this track. And Delared Chameleon Family, as I mentioned, were French. And I guess sort of psych prog, or, you know, late psych, early prog. We're going to hear something from 1975, and this is it. You
Thank you.
and some early hippie prog from the group Delared Chameleon Family, French group. A track called Nova Vana from an album, a soundtrack album, in fact, called Visa de Censure Numero X, a soundtrack to a film of the same name, which I don't know anything about, from 1975. And we have just a few minutes left in this show, so doing some quick math here, trying to find something that will exactly fit into the just under 5 minutes I have left. And what the heck, let's hear another track from Horse Lords. I'm going to play something else from the same album, namely Comradely Objects, and this will be a piece called Rundling, and I'll be back after this to say goodbye. And Horse Lords there with another track from the album Comradely Objects 2022 release. We heard just then a track called Rundling. And that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thanks for listening. Thanks, as always, to everyone who kept me distracted on the comments board. Thanks even if you weren't on the comments board. Appreciate it. Amanda's next in just a few seconds. She'll be followed at 9, as usual, by Daniel Blumen. You're tuned now and forever to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time.
out here in the field.